Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Hey, Debbie, so there's some people posting on the People magazine site over the sexiest man alive. It's John Krasinski, Jim from The Office. So Krista just posted, sweet baby Jesus, yes, he's delicious. But here's
that's
my favorite
real.
One.
I hear you
no.
say that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Well, today is the day, Vince. President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump will be face-to-face. No, this isn't another debate or anything like that. The president inviting...
Post-election debate.
Yeah. President is inviting Donald Trump to the White House.
He wants to show the American people that the system works.
Yeah, that's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there. Says the president intends to demonstrate an effective transition, perhaps a... Here's how you could have done it 4 years ago type of moment there. Because this
would have been nice if I got the invite 4 years ago, but that's fine.
So what is on the agenda?
It's unclear what the two men will talk about.
Oh, okay. Not sure exactly what they'll say. You're looking well. That's
love what you've done with the place.
So we moved the coffee machine. It used to be here, but then, I don't know, the office manager moved it over there.
We thought it functions much better here, right?
So then we never moved it back.
And you can change it if you want, when you come.
It's like showing the old co-worker who just got rehired the office.
Yeah, you haven't been here for a while.
Yeah, they changed it up now. They repainted, so then they never hung the stuff over there.
What actually, else are they going to talk about, to be honest with you?
CBS's William James Inman says they do have a plan.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan that the two men would talk about domestic and foreign policy issues.
Yes, Ukraine obviously will be on the agenda, as will Israel and some other things. So they will have some meaningful dialogue as well. The incoming First Lady Melania Trump will not be there. She's not going to meet with the current First Lady Jill Biden, which I'm sure both of them are like, fine. We don't
I'm good. I got lunch plans.
We got other things to do. Don't need to do photo ops or anything like that. Meanwhile, some breaking news this morning from the New York Times. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith plans to step down now before Trump takes office. The Justice Department is now evaluating how to wind down Smith's election-related case. So he will resign and will not wait to be fired, if you will, after he takes office in January. Moving on to more local news, a GOP Senate candidate, Eric Hovde, is claiming election irregularities and is now waiting to make a decision on a recount. Of course, he's upset with the absentee ballots that were counted in Milwaukee, he says. He did lose to incumbent Tammy Baldwin by about 29,000 votes. In fact, sounds like he's supposed to concede yesterday and just decided, hey, no, I'm still looking into this, still questioning some things. So... In Wisconsin, a candidate can demand a recount if the official tally shows the candidate losing by one percentage point or less. If they're behind by less than a quarter of a point, then the state will pay for it.
So he can ask for a recount, but he's got to pay for it.
Yes. As of now, that's
not
how
cheap.
That looks.
That's a million plus.
Millions of bucks. Millions. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see if we get to that point. Still got a little bit of time before they have to make a decision on that. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Election Commission says no. This is baseless. Any suggestion that the integrity was questioned is not accurate. So Milwaukee Election Commission pushing back on Hovde.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News Time, 6:15.
The race for the Eastern Conference requires speed.
Speed. I am speed.
But when you're out of gas, it can be tough to keep up with the herd.
Jackson lobbing to Giannis on the other side. Ajax to the freak.
It's the Bucks taking on the Pistons.
Launches one from way downtown. Damian Lillard.
Our Bucks Radio Network game day coverage begins tonight at 6:30. We are the home of the Bucks. WTMJ.
Vince Vitrano here to tell you about Built Right's Black November mattress deals. Their one location saves you time and money, and they make it easy to shop and easy to buy. I was just in to visit, saw Randy, Gail, Marty, Sarah, the whole team. Built Right beats any big box national or local chain store, department store, employee-free store, online retailer, or warehouse club because they have the guaranteed lowest prices. Built Right also has the best value, selection, and experienced team in Wisconsin. More than 60 models, 500 mattresses in stock. You choose from the best mattress brands. They're made in the USA, Heirloom, Gold Bond, Therapeutic, Restonic, and Shiftman. Built Right specializes in hard-to-find, flippable, two-sided, and heavy-duty mattresses that can hold up to 600 pounds. Plus, Built Right offers free delivery and removal on mattress-only purchases of $799 or more. Built Right always saves you money. Go in and make a deal. Shop Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays, they're closed to be with family. Tell them Vinny sent you to Built Right at 54th and Layton Avenue in Greenfield.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
That's more like it.
Three-pointer on the way. Brook Lopez couldn't hit. Horace with a rebound and the stick back. Count that, baby. The Bucks will take those points into the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir. And the Bucks take the win, beating the Raptors at Fiserv Forum 99-85.
Fresh off a resounding victory against Toronto, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers knows there's still plenty of work to be done. He can already visualize the ideal version of his squad.
What is the best version of this team from an on-court perspective?
Getting in transition on misses. You know, being a better rebounding team, controlling the offensive glass, getting to the free throw line is a big thing. The one thing we have not done this year was gotten to the paint. When we drive the paint, not just Giannis, I mean, Giannis gets to the paint, but everyone else, we're a much better basketball team. Then the last thing is the team that defends the three.
At Fiserv Forum, Dylan Hunter Carter, WTMJ Sports.
So the Bucks start the in-season tournament group play with a win. That's why the floor looked different last night.
Now, Giannis, I found it hard to follow on TV.
Yeah, struggled with that blue a little
bit. Just a little bit. It's just too dark. The contrast there doesn't work.
23 points, 4 blocks for Giannis. Lillard, by the way, didn't play. Set out because of a concussion. He sounds like he might be back tonight against the Pistons. So here we go. Now it's time to feast. Let's go. Pistons in town tonight. Milwaukee and Detroit from Fiserv Forum. Right here on WDTMJ Radio. Bucks shoot around at 6 o'clock.
College basketball, UWM in action tonight on the road to face Longwood University. That's in Virginia. Lancers made the NCAA tournament last year as a 16 seed. So good test for your Panthers. You can hear the game on 101.7 The Truth. 5:30 pregame. 6 o'clock tip tonight. And two stories from the world of golf.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
USGA, United States Golf Association, offering early ticket opportunities and a holiday offer to members for the U.S. Women's Open. That's coming to Erin Hills in Washington County May 26th through June 1st of next year. Tickets start at just $25 per day. Purchases of $100 or more will include a holiday ornament. I checked it out. It's very nice.
Ooh.
Look lovely on your tree.
Very nice.
Features the 2025 U.S.
Is
Women's
it a golf ball?
Logo. It has the Erin Hills logo in it.
All right.
It's lovely.
So I got that going for me. Nice.
Volunteer registration for the PGA Tour Champions Golf event in Madison this summer is now open. American Family Insurance Championship moves this year to Steve Stricker's home course, TPC Wisconsin.
Hey, I played your golf course, TPC Wisconsin. Yeah. And
how'd you do?
Too damn hard, man.
It is a hard course. Here's how it works, though. With these golf events, volunteers actually pay for the opportunity to volunteer. That is pretty standard across the golf world. So there is a fee when you register, but you also get a ton of perks, included parking for the tournament, clothes, meals, guest tickets, etc. Looking for about 1,000 volunteers. They come from all over the country to do it. People from as many as 16 states have volunteered for this event in years past. Interested parties should check the tournament website. The event comes right on the heels of that Women's Open. This one runs June 2nd through the 8th.
Get dressed, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
At 6:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News, talking this morning with our friend of the program and founder of Milwaukee with Kids, mkewithkids.com, Callie Herbst. Morning, Callie.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Hey, we wanted you to weigh in on something quick. Eric had this story yesterday in the news that a certain percentage, in fact, a majority of Thanksgiving dining guests say the sides are more critical than the turkey. In fact, they could do without the turkey.
Yeah, it was like 56% said they'll take the sides over the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Goes without saying.
Confirmed. Do you host at your home?
We are. We're hosting like 25 people this year.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Here we go.
Yeah. We've got like 3 different tables that we're going to set up. One's in the basement for the kids. And then 2 upstairs. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Ah, the kids' table. In the basement, no less. They're running their own world down there. That's fantastic.
That's right.
We should talk more about that next time, but I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the Christmas events that are starting already. Country Christmas, that's the one out in Pewaukee, right?
Yeah, so it's out in Pewaukee. It's a beautiful 1 mile trail with like a million holiday lights. Probably people know it well because if you drive by, you can't miss it. But there are some new things this year. So they're extending their illuminated walking nights. They start this weekend, so you can actually walk through the trail instead of drive through. And then there's also a family friendly bike night where you can kind of decorate your bikes and bike through. They've got wagon rides. There's also like other new activities, Bearville, where you can create a stuffed animal, Jingle Bell Junction, there's a Christmas train. So it looks like they've really expanded their offerings this year.
Kind of relatively new. This is in my neck of the woods there on the south side at where the ballpark is in Franklin. They had this giant, another one that you can't miss it because it's all illuminated, the Snow Globe Holiday Festival. When does that one start?
Yeah, so this starts November 22nd. Now, did you go last year? It was called Enchant Christmas,
That's what it was. No, I never made it out, but I know a lot of people who did, and they spent a long time there. Like, it's a come there, and there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, so last year it was called Enchant Christmas, and this year it's powered by Enchant, so I don't really understand the difference. I do understand that they're going to have a snow globe inspired light maze, which is I think what you kind of see from the road. It's all illuminated. There's an ice skating trail, and you know Santa is there and live entertainment. It looks pretty epic, and yeah, people should definitely check it out.
My favorite is the of all the movies is of course the Christmas Vacation. So anything that has to do with Chevy Chase or the Griswolds this holiday season is a must go to for me. What do we got going on here?
Right. So I was excited to see there's a new Christmas tree farm. You know, if people are looking for a new place to get a fresh, locally grown Christmas tree, there's something called the Griswold Family Christmas Tree, and it's at Ope Brewing in West Allis. So it's actually at a brewery. It's kind of a pop-up thing is how I understand
it.
It'll start Black Friday. They'll also have holiday markets with local vendors and cozy drinks. It's dog-friendly. But yeah, you're right. The name is really what caught me. I'm like, oh, I love that movie. This place has got to be cool, right?
We should do that as well. Like, do you put together a list of family friendly holiday movies for the kids?
Which ones are appropriate?
Absolutely. You know, we definitely have a list on our website. And actually, I did put together a G-rated list for families with like younger kids.
Okay.
I was so surprised. We put on Home Alone one year. You know, the kids were really little. And I didn't remember it in the same way. Like, there were all these inappropriate things.
Yes, right.
I mean, you know, not to be, you know, over strict or anything, but it was like too much. So I put together some G-rated ones.
Awesome. We'll get into that next time. Kelly
Herbst. Popped on Bad Santa on accident.
No, you did not. That is not on any of Kelly's lists. That's on the do not watch list. Kelly Herbst, founder with Milwaukee with Kids. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that is not. But she makes a good point. Not just the holiday films, but like any of the stuff that you remember from when you were kids, and then you go back and watch, and like, ooh, a little early for this.
Yeah, and sometimes they reveal things that you don't necessarily want these movies to start revealing.
Oh,
yet,
that's
if
true
you know what
also,
I mean.
Also, yes. What did the Bucks do better in their win over the Raptors? Virtually everything. We got sports at 6:45.
It's getting close to that time of year when we learn all the time persons of the year, the word of the year.
This, that, or the other of the year.
Yes.
Indeed.
All of those are going to start to populate now.
Of the year do you have for us this morning?
I have People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
Stephen Colbert made the big announcement on The Late Show.
Hey, guys.
And out popped the Jack Ryan star to discuss the pros and cons of picking up the mantle.
Thanksgiving's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me a little taste of what that might be like?
Oh, yeah. People sexiest?
As for wife Emily Blunt's reaction.
I don't know. There was so much laughter on the other end of the phone.
He says she promised to wallpaper their house with the People magazine cover. Krasinski's got tough acts to follow. Past winners include Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, and last year's pick, Patrick Dempsey. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
So if you're wondering who Krasinski is, it's Jim from The Office. Yeah, I was going to say, I think most people probably know him from that.
I like she says he has tough acts to follow. What is this, like a reign? Like, is it like Miss America? Did he have an agenda?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's platform was really strong.
Really good. He's going to work on peace in Ukraine.
Yes, yes.
And feeding the children.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
No, you just hang it on the wall.
Yep, you get to promote yourself and some movies that you're working on.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 6:42, Wisconsin's morning news. So excited for this out of Washington today. Not the presidential politics, not the Trump transition team, not who holds power in the House and the Senate. Who has and where are the alien spaceships?
The subcommittee hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, will come to order. Good morning and welcome to the most exciting subcommittee in Congress this week.
That is true.
This week.
Joint committee hearing today. It'll be a second hearing on UAPs, what we used to call UFOs.
Yeah.
Unidentified anomalous phenomena. It's a broader term, so it doesn't have to necessarily be flying.
I got you.
This committee has been investigating claims that the U.S. government has known of and interacted with intelligent life from elsewhere for decades.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations, and those locations were provided to the Inspector General.
And if I told you, I'd have to kill you, right? This is actual testimony, sworn testimony, previously before this subcommittee, which meets again today. That's a former Air Force intelligence officer, Major David Gresh, who says he has been retaliated against personally and professionally for trying to bring these matters to light. You want another one?
Yes.
This is former U.S. Navy intelligence officer, retired Commander David Fravor.
Do you believe UAPs pose a potential threat to our national security?
Yes, and here's why. The technology that we faced was far superior than anything that we had, and you could put that anywhere.
The technology that we faced, he's talking about like going head-to-head with this.
So what are we learning today?
More testimony today. Different people from the defense community. Guy who worked for NASA is on the witness list. Okay. It's happening in Washington this morning. And the Wisconsin congressman who chairs this subcommittee joins us live from Washington at 7:20 a.m.
Can I ask you one question on this? Why isn't this the lead story? Why do we scoff and this becomes like quote-unquote kicker stories, meaning it's always at the back end of a news story?
Because of how you look at me every time I bring this up. That's why it's not the lead.
Like, wouldn't like, you
believe this? Yes,
I mean,
I could
argue that this should be lead story stuff, right?
How else do you think it would be released to the public?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the way that it's going to come out because it's been so poo-pooed all along. If it actually is, this is the only way that I figure. I mean, I'm listening to an audiobook right now of one of the guys that is testifying, and it's fascinating.
All right.
All great questions for the chair.
Have an alien testify. Then.
Well, we don't know if they're still alive.
Okay. All right.
Might be in a tank somewhere.
Roll the old bones out there. Let us see it.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
At Fiserv Forum,
Milwaukee wins a defensive knuckle buster.
Oh, you can say that again, Dave King.
Knuckle buster.
Yep,
knuckle buster.
Milwaukee forcing 21 turnovers, including 16 steals, as the Bucks beat the Raptors 99-85. Pat Connaughton on the Bucks Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to find a way to win games. And we've prided ourselves on defense. It hasn't been up to the standard that we want it to be so far throughout the year. So no better time to start than the present.
So they start the in-season tournament group play with a big win. That's why the floor looked different during the game. Giannis led the way, 23 points, 4 blocks. Portis had 17 and 8 rebounds. Dame Lillard, he might be able to play tonight. He had concussion protocol, so he was out. But Doc Rivers says, he might be back tonight. So Pistons are in town. Bucks and Detroit at Fiserv Forum right here on WDTM Radio. We'll have it right here, starting with Bucks shoot around at 6.
UWM basketball is on the air. You can hear tonight's game on 101.7 The Truth. Panthers play the Lancers of Longwood University in Virginia. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip time. Sports will get real busy this coming weekend, so I want to make sure we look ahead to this. High school football playoffs.
Here we go.
Semifinals this weekend, which means these teams are a heartbeat away from state on a trip to Camp Randall Stadium. All games at a neutral site for this round. Division One, two teams from our area collide. Muskego versus Maguanago. They play in West Dallas. That's a huge matchup.
That's a big game.
D2, the Owls of Slinger having a magical season. They got Lake Geneva Badger. That game will be in Waukesha, Division 3, a biblical matchup. Lutherans versus Catholics. Wisconsin Lutheran and Waukesha Catholic Memorial. Yeah. That game's going to be at Muskego, Division 4.
And that game, I believe, is right here on WTMJ Radio Friday night.
Is that the one that
yes.
we're going to air?
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Wisco and Wisconsin Waukesha Catholic Memorial. That'll be for Division 3. D4, number one seed, Racine St. Catharines versus Aquinas. That game's going to be in Madison. Division 5 semifinals. No local teams in D5. To D6, Lomira has Belleville. They are playing that game in Oconomowoc. And finally, Division 7, number one seed, Kenosha St. Joe and Potosi Cassville. That's going to be at Madison Memorial. So good luck to all of our area teams. All these games kick off at 7 p.m. on Friday.
Been following this story very closely, this one out of Green Lake County, where a man named Ryan Borgwart vanished while kayaking back in August. Green Lake, they searched and searched, never found him. Well, it turns out, according to the sheriff in Green Lake County, Borgwart's been alive this whole time.
It's really hard. Because one, they felt that their dad was drowned. A day ago, they found out that he wasn't.
Yeah, he had to tell the family, his wife and three children, no, he's still alive and somewhere in Europe.
I plead that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen. But there's a family that wants their daddy back.
That's the sheriff there again, Mark Podol, joining us in studio. Former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and 101.7 The Truth host, Dr. Ken Harris. So how easy is it to fake your own death and then travel to another country?
He ain't coming back. Come on.
He fell in love with another woman, apparently.
Right. To be honest with you, we talked about it yesterday. Personally, I think he's been radicalized.
Meaning
that he met somebody and it was a honey trap. And, oh, we love each other, but you don't really know her because you've never met her.
Or she
might have made a trip over here and you all met. And then she went back and now she wants you to come. It could be a series of, you know, incidences that we don't know about. But I think in the end, he's probably radicalized.
So that would explain why not just get divorced or
right.
separate?
Why not just walk away? Why not just, you know, it's
it was
weird.
Some fascinating police work on this one, Dr. Ken, as they figured things out, because some things at the scene were very well staged. Left the car, left the keys, left the wallet, all of those things that would seem to indicate this is a person who just disappeared. But there were financial records and some other things when authorities dug in, it's like, no,
which
this doesn't make sense.
What always happens, we check your finances because people are creatures of habit. And yeah.
Why do we spend any time trying to find the guy? Like, why even hold
this?
Well, the
guy, we thought he died, so we're going to look for him. I mean, that's so mean.
Well, no, but
Eric never wanted to look for him.
Trust me, he's in the water, God.
But he means after the fact.
Yeah, like, who's searching for him now, other than, like, restitution maybe? Why would...
Restitution for what?
Well, I don't know, all the hours spent looking for him? Like, is there anything he's owed? He didn't do anything wrong, did he, other than...
He lied about, right? So... The wife probably didn't get a chance to report him to the insurance company to get paid or whatever. Okay. So at some point, it's just he wants out and he left.
Right, wow. But did anything illegal occur?
Right.
That's the question. I mean, it's kind of illegal to fake your own death because of
I didn't fake my death. I just decided to swim ashore and go to Europe.
But because of the fraud you generated,
okay,
you may not be held liable criminally. But your family wouldn't get any money. There's no way this guy's ever going to get insured for anything. You know, little things like that. But nothing comes to mind where we're gonna sue him to pay for the police services. Well, it's part of your job.
But this guy, apparently, though, you're thinking this is actually pretty easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do if you really want to disappear. Now, it'll be a little tougher because of the electronic thing now. You know, we got... internet and your phone tracking and you know the story the other day from 988. So if you call for help, they'll track where you are, you know, but not necessarily your exact location, but what area you're in. So if I have my phone a 414 area code and I need mental health services in Georgia, they'll send them in Georgia. Now they would send it to the 414, and if I'm in Georgia, they would send me help in Wisconsin. Now you think, how long is that going to last?
That's a great question.
Probably like 2 months, and then somebody's going to go, hey, here's a subpoena. I want to know where that person is. And we'll be back to where we are. People tracking you 24 hours a day.
So by now, he probably realizes that we all realize what happened.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So then does he have to change his behavior in Uzbekistan, if that's where he's still at?
Well, I don't know if we have, Geneva Convention and all this stuff. He hasn't committed a crime, so we're not sending the CIA or FBI to go get him. So, I mean, just say goodbye. Now, what I would do is revoke his passport so you can never come back. Because I'm evil and vindictive.
unless we come get you.
Right. Yep.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of The Afternoon Show, 101.7 The Truth. Thanks, Ken.